trade, Twitter, and Wall Street. It was a mess today. A real mess. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 5th day of August. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Hey, if you own stock in gun companies, it was one of the bright spots today. Amazon is flexing its muscle big time. A major bank, well, they're cutting jobs to increase profits. Meanwhile, the red-hot job market may not be so red-hot. Those stories and more. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about Adel, Iowa, in a hyper-local story. And Laura Kennard joins me to chat it up about networking and business in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. It is a mess out there, kids, on Wall Street. In the tit-for-tat trade war, the buzzards came home to roost today as the market sank following China saying it will meet the most recent escalation by President Trump with their own policy, meaning no more ag imports, and they flattened their currency. And today is just Monday. So a quick word about the currency issue. China's currency, the renminbi, fell today behind the psychologically important level of 7 renminbi to the dollar. Now, it took about 7.5 Chinese renminbi to equal a buck. The last time it took more than 7 renminbi to buy a dollar was in May of 2008, as the world was slipping into a financial crisis. So why is that important? Well, the Trump administration does not like the idea of a weaker Chinese currency, because that would give what it considers an unfair advantage to China's exporters. In the arsenal of trade disputes, currencies can be potent weapons. But China has good reason to keep its currency from weakening much further. Currencies can be potent weapons, but they are also blunt ones, and they can boomerang against those who use them. However, in the short run, China's factory owners have an advantage when they sell their goods to the United States. It would also undermine the tariffs the Trump administration has been levying on Chinese-made products. Now, meanwhile, there's renewed fear that President Trump could move to weaken the U.S. dollar. And that's a policy move that would run counter to the strong dollar policy that's been in force since the 1990s. And all of this was launched by a tweet from President Trump this weekend, as the first face-to-face trade talks were resuming between China and the United States after a month's delay. Well, while the market pretty much tanked today, there was a set of stocks that went up in value, namely stock in gun manufacturing companies. Gun company stocks have typically traded higher after mass shootings, as consumers may step up purchases to get ahead of potentially regulatory changes that could make it more difficult to obtain a gun. President Trump earlier this morning tweeted about linking strong background checks and immigration reforms, although he didn't discuss gun control in later remarks on the shootings. Well, forget the trade war with China. Amazon.com has one going with its suppliers. In determination to offer shoppers the best deals possible, Amazon is prompting merchants who sell products on its marketplace to raise their prices on competing websites. You heard that right. And merchants apparently are doing it. Amazon consistently scans rivals' prices to see if they're lower. Now, when it discovers a product is cheaper on, say, Walmart.com, Amazon alerts the company selling the item and then makes the product harder to find and buy on its own marketplace, effectively penalizing the merchant. In many cases, the merchant opts to raise the price on the rival site rather than risk losing sales on Amazon. Now, Amazon doesn't explicitly tell sellers to raise prices on other sites, and the goal may be to push them to lower their prices on Amazon. But in interviews, merchants say they're so hemmed in by rising costs levied by Amazon and reliant on sales in its marketplace that they're more likely to raise their prices elsewhere. Antitrust experts say the Amazon policy is likely to attract scrutiny from Congress and the Federal Trade Commission, which recently took over jurisdiction of the Seattle-based company. Well, today, big bank HSBC ousted John Flint as chief executive after just 18 months. It was a shock move that the chairman of Europe's biggest bank said was needed to speed up progress on priority areas like the turnaround of its U.S. business. The CEO's exit was a result of differences of opinion between Chairman Mark Tucker over Flint's more tentative approach to cutting expenses and setting revenue targets for senior managers so the bank could boost profits. HSBC disclosed the departure of Flint, who is 51 years old, alongside its half-year results today, as it forecast a gloomier outlook for its business. Why? Why so gloomy? Well, four big things to deal with: an escalation of a trade war between China and the United States, an easing monetary policy cycle, unrest in its key Hong Kong market, and Brexit. Four things that are enough to keep you awake at night. Oh, by the way, the bank is cutting 4,000 jobs. Think profits. Speaking of jobs, Axios News has an interesting take on what we've been calling a red-hot job market, saying it might not be so red-hot after all. Sure, there is record low unemployment at 3.7%, but there are other factors that may be more telling. For example, job growth has decreased 40% compared to last year. Annual wage growth still lags pre-recession increases. And third, part-time workers are struggling to find full-time gigs. Meanwhile, here in Iowa, the governor there is being taken to task about a job number that's now being questioned. Last week, Governor Kim Reynolds said there were 80,000 unfilled jobs in Iowa. That would be about three jobs for every unemployed person. However, that doesn't seem to be the case. And there are now suggestions that number was largely inflated and is more like 60,000 job openings. Staff of the governor are saying that the number she quoted also includes surrounding states. FedEx and UPS will be delivering on Sundays, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting the companies intend to pay drivers making those deliveries on Sundays a much lower rate than those who drive during the week. The delivery giants will lean on agreements reached by the U.S. Postal Service with its lower-paid army of delivery drivers to staff part of the expansion. FedEx will also use its ground crew, independent contractors who make less than weekday express drivers. Both begin Sunday deliveries in January. Gatehouse Media owner and USA Today owner Gannett have agreed to merge, and it's a big deal aimed to reduce costs. New Media Investment Group announced today it's reached a deal to acquire Gannett, which owns more than 100 other daily newspaper publications. The company will be based at Gannett's headquarters just west of Washington, D.C., and be known as Gannett. The companies estimate they can save between $275 and $300 million in annual costs within the next 12 months. Yeah, the Des Moines Register is among those 100 newspaper publications. When we come back, a hyper-local story about sweet corn, that's right, and the small rural community of Adel, Iowa. My guest is Deb Bankston. She's with the local Chamber of Commerce there, and this is going to be fun. Stay with us.